Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis Academy. Thank you very much for coming and joining me. Today I'm going to talk about labels. Labels, 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 and how we have to be very careful as therapists not to get caught up in the label fashion. I'll tell you all about it on the other side. So what am I talking about when I talk about labels? Labels, labels. Well, the therapy world, ever since I joined it 15 years ago, I don't know how long, a long time ago, I have been bombarded with labels. Bombarded. And do you know who's bombarded me? My clients. They've told me what they are. They come to me and they tell me what they are. And they give me a label. Let's just say bipolar. They say, I'm bipolar. I think I'm bipolar. In fact, what I will say is that people prefer to diagnose other people. They like to be diagnosed by a professional, but they're very, very happy to diagnose other people. For example, if I had £5 for every time a client told me that their ex was a narcissist, I would be very rich. Very rich. But I haven't had a client tell me that they're a narcissist. No, I haven't. But they've told me that their partners were, or their bosses were, or whatever. However, when a client has been given a label by a professional, then they love it. They love it. Right, and they do. They love it, and they keep telling me all the time. Yeah, well, because I'm bipolar. Well, you know, because I'm bipolar. Well, you know, because I'm obsessive. You know, because I'm obsessive. I'm an obsessive person. I obsess. You know, and I've got OCD. Yeah, all the time. So what's the problem? Am I saying that they don't have OCD? Am I saying that they're not bipolar? No, I'm not saying that at all. Not at all. What I am saying is that you must not get caught up in that. You see, I can say I'm bipolar, okay? What does that mean to you? What does it mean? Well, it might mean something, it might mean something else, it might mean that you're up and down, you know. Bipolar, it's a bit like saying I'm a car, okay? That's what you're saying, I'm a car. I'm a vehicle, even better. I'm a vehicle. And you think, okay, so what kind of vehicle are you? Right, and for what purpose is this vehicle? And what's the brand? And what's the size of the engine? And what kind of tires has it got on? For you to understand what bipolar means, you need to know a tremendous amount of information. A tremendous amount, and understand that labels are given now. If you want, you can go online. You can go online and do a test that's produced by the companies, the drug companies, and they will tell you which drug to take based on the test, a psychological test on what label to give you. No? So, when somebody gives me a label, I have to dismiss that label when I'm working with them. I do not want to know. Like, you know, generally, yeah, somebody who tends to be, you know, I don't know whether I've talked about it or not. You've got the obsessives and you've got the hystericals. Yeah, the obsessives and the hystericals. It's like a 50-50 group, right? So obsessive people tend to behave in certain different ways and hysterical people behave in other ways. Okay? But that's very general. That's like man and woman or you know. But when somebody gives me a label, I must ignore it. Why? Because I don't know what it means for them. I don't know what that label means for the person who give them the label. And I don't know I don't even know what bipolar means for me. I don't know. I've got a general idea what that might be. Right? But if you look at the official what it is, it's massive. It's endless. These kind of things, symptoms that they're going to have. So the latest label that's out is neurotypical and neurodivergent. Neurotypical, neurodivergent. So what does neurotypical means? You're okay, normal, normal, nobody's normal. And neurodivergent means there's something wrong with you mentally. You're a bit, you've got problems. Okay, I was going to say you're a bit mental, but you're not allowed to say that now. Neurodivergent. But come on, what on earth does that mean? I divert from the normal neural pathways. That's acceptable. Okay? Everybody diverts. Nobody ever, ever, ever actually is normal. Everybody's different. Everybody's different. And so everybody's neurodivergent, in my opinion. That's good. Then we're not pigeonholing people. You see, when as a therapist, when somebody says to you, "I'm autistic, I'm on the spectrum," I've heard this a zillion times. I'm on the spectrum. What does that even mean? I'm on the spectrum. What spectrum? Okay, remember, these are words that have been created by people who want to sell you drugs. Okay, what does that even mean? What does it mean? I don't know. On the spectrum. But when you do that, you see, when now in our society, when you do that, people go, "Oh, okay. All right. Yeah." As though they know exactly what you're talking about, and they haven't got a clue. Right? They haven't got a clue. The person who says, "I'm on the spectrum," hasn't got a clue what that means. Right? So, what's the point? Why am I telling you this? Well, because the job of a therapist is to get somebody to go beyond the label that they have, go beyond that, and to start looking at their life, their issues, what can be done to help them to get into a better place. Am I saying that our job is to cure people of these issues? No, but our job is to help them to get beyond them. When you put a label on yourself, it's an excuse to do nothing else. It's an excuse that now I know why I behave this way. No, that's not the answer. The answer is, what do we have to do to help you to behave in the way that you want to behave? Yeah? Because my guess is that when you say I'm on the spectrum, you are doing things that you don't like. Yeah? When you say you're bipolar, you're doing things that you don't like. You're experiencing things you don't like. And so there are a zillion things that you can do that will better the situation. I mean, just from my experience, just adjusting your diet, adjusting the way you think, adjusting the relationships in which you find yourself can take away 80, 90% of your problems. Really. Okay. Does that mean it's a cure? No. But the worst you can do is get trapped in your own label. To get trapped in a label. The society now hands out labels like popcorn. Everybody's got a label. Everyone's got a label. And what's going to happen if it continues this way is that most people are going to be abnormal. And the normal people are going to be the abnormal ones. It's going to be abnormal to be normal. Because everybody has something wrong with them. This is the problem. You see, if you've got this, this is normal and this is abnormal, right? If society then says, actually, no, this is normal and this is abnormal, then all that happens is behavior that would normally be classed as well, you know, they're just a bit kooky or a bit wahey, now that's, ooh, there's a label there. Oh, there must be on the spectrum. There must be whatever. And that's not the way. Why has that happened? Why have they done that? Why every year do they create more and more names? You know, shyness. Used to be shyness. And now it's social anxiety. And people love that. I've had loads of clients tell me that. I have social anxiety. And I say to them, so you're shy then? No, it's not shyness. It's social anxiety. Yes, it is shyness. They've just given it another name. Where did the shyness go? Is nobody shy anymore? Just everyone socially anxious? Where has the name gone? It's been changed. Why? Because when you have that label, then you can take some tablets for it. They didn't give tablets for shyness because that was just normal. But now it has a clinical name and therefore it can be treated clinically. Does that make sense? Now, I know I'm kind of on a rant here, but it's ever so important that we don't get caught up in labels. Labels will trap you as a therapist and will trap your client forever. And they won't be able to move. Get them away from that. Get them away from it. And get yourself away from it as well. Don't believe them when they tell you anyway. Some people are just told by their friends, you know. Not everybody's had a professional thing. And even a professional, based on who? Who? Which professional? How much, you know, how much studying have they done? How much experience have they got before they actually give this name? Did they just look on the website? Did they do a little test with you, a little ticky box thing? Yeah. So be very careful. We're in a funny old world where they really would like you to be ill and take lots of tablets. That's the funny world that we're in. Okay? And there are lots of other ways of making yourself better without doing that. Okay. I love you all. I'll leave you with that. And I'll see you all soon. Bye-bye.